Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sun. What a song, huh? Even though nobody knows it.
No, I have no idea until you introduced me to it.
This is unbelievable, City Limits. We're watching Steelers-Cowboys the first time they met in the Super Bowl. And a lot of times these games from the 70s are kind of grainy. This one is clear as day on NFL Network. And look at it. Look at that, Paul. Look at how clear the screen is.
Is this the 21-17 or is this the 35?
21-17, and I can't take my eyes off it. I mean, there's Lambert and Ham. They just tackled Dennison together for the Cowboy. This was the greatest football I've ever seen in my life of watching football.
What, this game?
Not this game. Steelers-Cowboys, both Super Bowls. Everywhere you look on every single play, there's an all-time great play.
I know this will anger the people out there who were angry yesterday because they said it was lazy radio to do Mount Rushmore. Even though we did it for what, 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the most. Rank the Steelers. What do they have? Six, eight. So they lost two, right? So the eight Super Bowls, rank them in terms of the games.
What was the best game?
Probably the Cardinals game, right?
Yeah, that was the best game.
That was probably the best game. Although
the best matchup in NFL history in terms of star power and greatness was the second Steelers-Cowboys Super Bowl, where everybody from the GMs to the owners to the coaches to half of both teams. But this one's great too, Paul. I mean, this is every play. Somebody, some Hall of Famer is involved.
This is the Jackie Smith game, or is it the second one?
Jackie Smith was the second one. This was the one where the Cowboys are winning right now.
Right.
And they're really beating up the Steelers physically. But it's going to change. I can't remember if there's a block punt. It's really going to change when Terry Bradshaw starts to deliver the deep ball. And in my opinion, he's the greatest clutch deep ball passer in NFL history.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it was another great game, though. The Steelers lost it, but the other Cowboy game.
That was a great game.
2005 or whatever year.
Steelers-Rams was a great game. Yeah.
So I would rank them, because I've actually thought about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Packers. We forgot about Packers.
The Packers game, I thought that. So let me give you my list, and you give me here, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I think the best game of them all was the Cardinals game, for obvious reasons.
Yep.
I thought the second best game was the Rams game where the Steelers came back and won that game.
Love that game.
I thought the third best game was 95, the Cowboys, you know, the Neil O'Donnell interception, because the Steelers fought back and were right in that game. They had a chance to win. Then I would rank the second of the two Cowboys games.
Yeah.
Then the first of the two Cowboys games. And then the two worst games. Well, then after that, I have the Seattle game, which I thought it was an okay game, but it was. But I thought that I have the Seattle game behind the Green Bay game. But I thought the worst game was obviously the Minnesota Vikings game. That was probably the worst game.
Yeah.
It was 2-0 at halftime.
I know, but there was an intrigue in that for me. Like the Pirates game yesterday. So that's your list?
Yeah, so my question is, do you think the Seattle game was better than the Green Bay game, or vice versa?
I'll give you my list.
Go ahead.
And speaking of that Minnesota game, kind of like the Pirates game, I'm old school in that I love a pitching duel, and I'm old school in that I love to watch punishing defense in the NFL. So I kind of like that Vikings game. But you're right, obviously not a great football game, but an all-time crushing defensive performance against a really talented offense. The best game was the Cardinals. Again, like you said, for obvious reasons. The second best game was Steelers-Rams. This game was great. This game right here was great. With Bradshaw delivering that touchdown to Lynn Swann, on which he got concussed. He threw the ball like 65 yards in the air, right to the end zone in stride.
Yeah. Is that the one where he like fell over, like slipped over the top of a car or something?
I don't remember.
Where he runs out of the back of the end zone and there's a car and he tries to jump over.
I can't remember. But this was the Lynn Swann game, right? Where he makes all these unbelievable catches. And then I'll just go to the worst. I actually enjoyed the Green Bay Super Bowl. I guess partly because I was at the game, but it was also a really entertaining game in the end. Ben had the ball with 2 minutes left. You had all kinds of crap happening in the second half of that game. The worst game by far for me was the Seattle game. That's one of the worst Super Bowls ever played. It was horrific.
Yeah.
You know?
The Seattle game where the best pass was thrown by a receiver.
Yeah. Exactly. That was just a boring for the rest of the country. I remember the reviews on that one. Obviously, huge for Bill Cowher. That's a career maker for Cowher, but just, you know.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
The nation saw it and was bored, and I don't blame them. Paul, can we get back to the six-pack? I'm going to keep watching this football game.
Yes, we can.
And we're going to get to a bunch of different topics. Things happening with the Penguins, at least their rival teams in their division and conference, are making some big moves. Will they? We'll talk about that. You won't believe what the Falcons are doing with their Hall of Fame. And then we get back to Brandon Ayuk and a couple of things happening. And eventually in the show today, Paul, we're going to do a complete AFC North breakdown here in light of Hard Knocks going all in on the Steelers division, which might be the best division in football. I'm going to have myself, you, and City Limits break down things such as rank the quarterbacks, rank the coaches, which single player in the entire division is under the most pressure this season, that type of thing. We'll do that later in the show. We're going to dive into a mailbag. We have all kinds of things happening here. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Your chance to win, I believe it was a Paul Skeens rookie card. And the General Patton over there said it's a very, very valuable card. So that's your chance to win by going over to our website. Up next, we will take a look, or we'll finish up our six-pack, I should say, because there are some very interesting things to talk about. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 24 Silverado LT crew cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com, high 92 today. Now, my friend who's a golfer talking about Zangrilli wanting me to arrive at dinner all clean. My friend Andy says, as a guest at a country club, it is appropriate for you to take a shower and not take your sweaty ass up to the dining room. Paul, this is the first time in 3.5 years of golfing that I've heard of this. The members that sometimes invite me.
Yeah.
We all go up to dinner.
Exactly.
Sweaty from the round.
They do.
This is new to me.
Well, my thing is, I don't understand.
What am I supposed to bring? A suitcase? A change of clothes? Do I have to change back into a better set of clothes?
Yes, but I'll tell you the other thing is, Joe, when you get off the golf course, you want to eat and then get in your car and go home.
Yeah.
Why are you?
That's where I'll take my shower.
If you,
God bless you.
Excuse me. If you shower and everything else, you're adding like another 40 minutes to an already long day.
I've never even heard of this. This is the first I've heard of it. When Zangrilli wondered if I needed a shower and a locker, I said, no, thank you. I don't need either. And now this has become an issue. What is happening here, Limits?
I'm as confused as you are.
I've golfed at Sewickley Heights. There was never a thought of this.
Yeah, I'd never.
My friend Dan and another friend Bob. Listeners, we go, we play around, then we go up to the bar and get something to eat.
I'm sure club members probably do that, but they're
some
more
do,
established.
But there's most of them probably go up and eat.
Right.
I don't feel like I'm breaking some sort of protocol.
I
mean, if
somebody, I don't either.
If somebody insist, like if somebody tells me, hey, I'm inviting you to the club and you have to go take a shower before you come up for dinner, of course I would do it. But I've just, this is jarring me. I never considered this.
I only see it as a member preference thing. Like if you're a member there and you're there all the time and you feel comfortable with it, sure, but it shouldn't be an obligation for anyone else.
Very well stated.
I just think honestly, when you go into that dining room, most of the dudes will be sitting there in whatever they golfed in.
I always thought 100%.
And not showered. There are some that like to try and take a shower. But my point is, one of my biggest issues with golf and why I haven't been able to do it nearly as much the last two years as I did the two or three years prior to that is the time involved.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would like to eat dinner, you know, I would like to eat dinner. I'd like to sit down, but if I'm going to have to shower and do all this other stuff and it's another 30, 35, 40 minutes, and then we're going to have a little cocktail hour. And then I don't have that kind of time. I just don't. You know what I mean? How about we get off the course, we go, we eat, like we did Saturday. It was perfect.
It was perfect.
We got off the
course. Nobody thought of showering, did they? We all went and ate.
We got off the course. We went upstairs. We sat down. We ate. No one was in a rush because, you know, it was fine. And then we got up and left.
I'm going to have to consider this. I don't know. And Zangrilli hasn't replied to me. Is this more than just like a protocol? Does he have some sort of fetish here where he won't eat dinner with somebody who he deems to be not clean? What is happening?
He's scoffing at you not taking a shower.
This is a Seinfeld episode all of a sudden. All right.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Why does he care?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why he cares.
Here's the flip side of it, Joe.
I didn't have this on my bingo card.
Here's the flip side of it for you, Joe, though.
Yeah.
If they're all going to shower, you're going to be standing there waiting anyway.
Well, if the whole group is going to go to dinner clean, then I guess I'll have to. I'm just... We'll talk about this more.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Like, if they're all going to do it, you're not saving any time by not doing it.
Because
they're all going to do it. So, you know, my thing is it's just kind of really silly.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know?
I hear you. Let's dive into a mailbag as well, Paul.
By the way, can I ask you one thing real quick before we go?
Yeah.
Because this is like a protocol thing.
Yeah.
So in between the segment there, I had to run back out to my car to grab something.
Right.
As I'm walking, there was a car that had its gas tank open.
Mm-hmm.
I actually contemplated, should I close this for this person? Then I decided I shouldn't because I shouldn't touch somebody else's property. What is the protocol there? Would you have closed the gas
tank?
Okay.
No. Good. Can't touch a car.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't. I let
good
it
choice.
Go. But my thing
good
was,
choice.
You know, who knows what happens here? If they might not even know it's open. But I feel like I'm not going to touch it because then people go, well, he touched your car.
Right. That could lead to a violent situation even. They'll be fine. They'll discover it sooner or later. And it's not a danger, I don't think.
Right.
Thank you, Paul. City Limits, did I do the weather yet?
Yes.
All right.